We're going to continue down the line to the Division of Wildlife Information Items, our deer management plan process. I see Director Kirschman's with us.
Madam Chair, if I may, real quickly before John jumps into that, one quick announcement I just want to make. In the room joining us today are three of our newest officers that you had the opportunity to meet yesterday when you were on our field tour and stopped to see our Region 4 law enforcement staff doing some of their annual trainings. And I just want to again welcome Anna and Jackson and Jack as some new officers to our agency. One of the reasons why you see them here today is no different than you had the opportunity yesterday to witness firsthand and see some of the trainings and activities that our officers do, as we do on many of our tours, and see what staff are working on. One of the things that we are asking our new staff, law enforcement staff and other biologists, other staff within the agency, is to attend a commission meeting as well. And that's going to be part of our onboarding as we move forward here. And it's an opportunity to allow them to see you in action and the work that you do as the commission, the items that you address, the conversations that you have. So it's a learning opportunity and experience for them as well. So I just wanted to mention that quickly as they're here today, seeing you in action this morning. Unfortunately, they couldn't come yesterday through some of the more lively discussions and some of the hard conversations that you have as well, but gives them an opportunity to see what you do, the work that you do, because ultimately when you make your decisions, that trickles down to them as well, especially when it's different types of rules related to fishing seasons, hunting seasons, new restrictions and regulations within the parks that we ask them to go out and enforce and make sure that everybody stays happy and enjoys the outdoor recreation opportunities. So just wanted to mention the fact and introduce them again. You had the opportunity to meet them yesterday, but thank you, Madam Chair, for that moment.
Very good. Welcome to all of you, and thank you for allowing us to see you in action yesterday as you were learning. Very good to have you here. So we're going to continue down again our deer management plan process. John Canta will be with us virtually. John, when you are ready to go, you can begin.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. John Canta, Terrestrial Section Chief. Just a quick update on our deer management plan and the process we're going through to update that. So staff are currently reviewing and revising that plan. We do expect to have a draft plan in the new year here. Part of the process is a pretty extensive public input process, as with many of our plans, and we talked about some of that with the deer and elk plans. The mountain lion and elk plans. Here again with the deer plan, we'll have a pretty rigorous public input process. We are going to send out, in fact, we're in the process of sending out a public opinion survey. We'll send that to both landowners and hunters across the state. As you can imagine, we have a number of landowners and even a greater number of hunters across the state. So we'll be doing a random sample in a random distribution of those surveys to collect thoughts from as many as we can to get the sample that we need to extrapolate those results. We do expect some results here a few months down the road, and we'll be ready to share those. Also part of that public input process is to develop a stakeholder group and hold some stakeholder meetings to discuss some topics. So we have done that. It's actually quite a large group when it comes to deer. As you well know, we have two deer species in the state, and they're across the state. A number of folks that are interested in deer management and would like to participate. And that group, as it sits right now, we have about 25 members plus staff, and so it can be quite a large group at times to wrangle and get that input. We did meet in late August, as I mentioned, had a really good discussion. A lot of the discussion topics that we covered at that meeting were a result of some of the things brought to the commission over the last few years. And I'm sure you can remember some of those. And our response was that, hey, you know, we're going to be revising the deer management plan. That would be a good topic for us to cover there. And so we are picking some of those back up and discussing those with the stakeholder group and collecting some information in that public input survey to help inform some of those things and potential decisions. Some of the discussion that came up at that meeting that I just wanted to cover quick, we did talk about the deer draw in an evaluation of that, you know that we made changes here back in 2019, and limited the number of buck licenses folks can get and such. So we had a really good discussion on that. Interestingly, there was a really good amount of support for additional changes and further restrictions on buck licenses so that more individuals can have their preferred license. There were some that were opposed to it, but many in the room were in favor of it. And we did have some good discussion on how that might look and what we could potentially bring as recommendations to further improve that system. And again, you know, with the goal of getting more individuals with licenses in their pocket, more unique individuals. We talked about unit boundaries. That was something that came as a petition to the commission here in the last year, and had some discussion on that as well. E-tagging came up, and that was in regards, we had a comment that, you know, we should be surveying 100% of our hunters and understanding fully that harvest on deer. And so e-tagging came up as a part of that discussion, and we had some discussion and presented some information on where we might be going with e-tagging. There was a lot of support for youth and mentor deer hunting, some good discussion there and some good thoughts on how we might further improve you know, those opportunities and cultivate those youth for future deer hunting. And lastly, we talked about population monitoring and herd health, some of the areas where we're seeing some die-offs and EHD and things of that nature. And so some really good topics, really, really great discussion. And I do want to thank Commissioners Whitmire, Beese, and Spring for attending that meeting. It's always great to have commissioners in the room hearing firsthand what staff are hearing and kind of those discussions going on. We were fortunate to have some of our state legislators in the room as well, Senator Otten and Representative Bollmuehler. We're in the room, and so good group and some good discussion, and I think we'll be coming to you with some good results there. We do plan to meet again in the new year. We'll present them with the draft action plan, deer action plan, and then also results from our public opinion survey so that we can have some further discussion and continue some of these discussions, maybe talk about some new topics that may have come up as a result of those public opinion surveys. We do plan to bring a draft plan to the commission in the new year. As we do with many of our plans, we'll present that to you and take questions and then open it up for some further public input and discussion, and then ultimately ask the commission to adopt that plan. Likely as part of this process, there are some things that are coming up. You know, certainly we're taking some input on that action plan and we'll make some changes as a result of that. But a fair number of the items that we're talking about don't necessarily belong in the plan and rather in front of the commission for potential action. And so I do anticipate as a result of all this process that we'll have some recommendations to bring to the commission for further consideration and discussion. And so just a heads up on that, and that'll be coming your way. With that, that's my update. And I'd certainly take any questions or offer any other information you might like.
Very good. Any comments or questions for John? Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Does every hunter that gets a license, do they get a survey then at the time after the season's over?
Through the chair?
Yes.
Commissioner White, so let me answer that two ways. With the public opinion survey that we're sending out, just a random sample of those hunters will be surveyed. With our harvest survey, we do send that to every licensed hunter. Now, obviously, we only get a certain response, and I think we've been running around that 60% response rate, which is really good. We're happy with that. Obviously, if we could get 100% response, that would be even better. But yeah, we do send that to all of our hunters and then look at that response rate.
That was the information I was looking for, and I think as important as this information is, a successful person receiving a license should be shared with the information that how important it is that they return this survey. That is a key factor, I think, as we move forward in developing strategies of the future. Thank you.
Very good. Commissioner Whitmire?
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire, yeah, thank you. Just when you mentioned the reduction of buck tags, I think you were referring to that any particular hunter, maybe a further reduction on, you know, getting multiple tags in one person's hands, I guess. But it's the same number of buck tags. I mean, that was my understanding, I guess, at the meeting. But otherwise, yeah, it was a really good meeting. I was also, impressed by the thoughts coming out of the group and the conversation. It was a really good group, and I felt well-rounded for the different aspects from archery and whatnot. So, thank you.
Very good. Any other comments or questions? It looks like there are none. Thank you, John.